morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you a detailed report on why, despite killing of the two top Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists in an encounter on Saturday in Kashmir, the terror outfit is still a big challenge for security agencies in the valley. The Saturday encounter that led to the deaths of two top Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists named Mohammed Ismail Alvi, also known as Lambu, and Sameer Ahmed Dar, who are both said to be closely associated with Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar, may be a huge setback to the terror outfit, but it still has a sizable presence in Kashmir. According to the data accessed by The Print, there are about 44 Jaish terrorists that were present in Kashmir, of whom 10 are Kashmiris and 34 are foreigners, all of whom have infiltrated from across the border. So far this year, security forces have killed 7 Jaish terrorists, which includes 2 foreigners and 5 Kashmiris, the data shows. In all, since January 2021, a total of 87 terrorists have been killed, according to the data, of whom 7 were foreigners. Sources in the security establishment told The Print that with fresh infiltrations from the Jammu sector, recruitments on the ground and existing operatives roaming around the valley, Jaish-e-Mohammed still remains a big challenge. They, however, said that it was a big success that the two of Jaish's main leaders, number 1 and number 2, were eliminated, which is a big setback for the terror outfit and would definitely weaken their hold in the valley. Of the two killed Saturday, Alvi, a Pakistani national and an Afghan war veteran, is believed to have been a fabricator of the improvised explosive device that was used in the 2019 Pulwama terror attack in which over 40 CRPF personnel lost their lives. According to police records, Alvi was an A++ categorized terrorist and was an IED expert. He was allegedly involved in many terror attacks, including the February 2019 Latepura attack and killing of SP of Fayaz Ahmed, his wife and daughter in Thral recently. Police said that Alvi, who had infiltrated through the Shakargar sector in 2017, was also instrumental in motivating and recruiting the youth to join Jaish-e-Mohammed. He had also visited several training camps of the JEM in Afghanistan and Pakistan in the past. Sameer Ahmed Dar, police said, was the number 2 of Jaish and 2 was an A-plus category terrorist. Moreover, according to the data accessed by The Print, the maximum number of encounters in this year took place in the month of July. While in January, 3 terrorists were killed, that number rose to 7 in February and to 11 in March. In April, 17 terrorists were killed, while 11 were killed in May, with the number rising to 12 in June and 26 in July. Of the 87 terrorists killed, 65 were encountered in South Kashmir, 14 in North Kashmir and 8 in Central Kashmir, data shows. In South Kashmir, maximum terrorists were killed in Shopian, followed by Anantnag and then Pulwama. According to a source in the security establishment, the presence of terrorists is heavy in South Kashmir, and that is the area where maximum recruitment of youngsters to terror outfits is taking place. Sources also revealed that recruitment of Kashmiri youths into terror outfits too remains a big challenge. Security agencies have also inputs of increased recruitment on the ground. According to the source, 78 local Kashmiris have been recruited into terror outfits in the valley since January this year. Last year, the number was 180. That's all we have for you right now. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.